Christian leaders across Zimbabwe released a report at the weekend calling on the faithful to commit themselves to open debate and reconciliation. The call was made in a bid to heal Zimbabwe's dire political and economic state. Leaders of the Roman Catholic Bishops' Conference, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches and Evangelical Fellowship issued the report calling for a new national vision. A Jesuit missionary in the capital Harare, Father Oscar Wermter, spoke with Chris Altieri about the report and its chances for helping ease the current crisis in Zimbabwean society.
The authors and the church leaders who have published the document certainly wish to bring about reconciliation and unity among the people. They try to bring everybody on board. They certainly very much stress unity and reconciliation, while at the same time, and that's very necessary, stressing also that unity in the case of our country must be unity in diversity, and diversity must be recognized. And they make a very strong point that what our country needs, since it is a multiracial and multi-ethnic population, there must be tolerance, and they do indicate that there has been a very severe and serious lack of tolerance in the past. So these are positive points.
It's a very broad initiative that is reaching across the different Christian confessions. Do you see the document as achieving this unity? What effect do you think it's going to have on the political climate?
Copies of the document are just being made available. The document will be made known to the people by and by. So far, No version in the vernacular languages is as yet available. So far, it's only available in English. And it is far too long a document. Even the shortened version which exists is too long to be read in church. So it will take considerable time to bring the document really across to the ordinary Christian in the pew.